Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. Three times a charm. Hello. I'm here with a good friend of mine. Her name is Bridget McMullen. Bridget, say hello.
Oh, you just froze.
I did. It's okay.
That's okay. It's COVID. That's right.
She is a great friend of mine, and we have a topic that we want to talk about.
Bridget. A little extra.
Yeah, this is extra. And Bridget, let's talk about it. Let's talk about shrooms.
Wait, you have to preface why we're doing this.
The reason why we're doing this is because there is this artwork that Bridget will show that she did. You tell me about it.
Okay. Why I say preface it is after we get off the last podcast, we started yapping, and then we realized we had a whole other thing we could talk about. Mm-hmm. So, and Simona said we should just freeball it. So we're freeballing.
Exactly.
So the one thing you've been asking me about is my art and where it is right now. And yes. Specifically in the past year, it's really transformed. And in my journeys that, Bridge in the City and I'll Cross That Bridge, which are both my Instagram handles. You can actually see that evolution. And part of that evolution for me has been to put it online. Like I do work, I put it up there. I'm trying to put myself as an artist on the table. And just like your Dinty Moore, it's like,
well, I love it.
Yeah. Like that's part of the judgment piece, yeah. Right? Because it's me judging me. It's not, you know, people judging me. And I've only gotten great feedback, right? It's been amazing feedback. And I've met other artists because of it. So I last year, so my first tantric retreat, I just went around and I met all these people. And my next year there, I met an art shaman, and I did shrooms with him. And I don't know if he calls himself an art shaman, but I call him my art shaman. He's an artist. He's phenomenal. And he built this space to have ceremonies. So I did a ceremonial heroic dose of mushrooms, and I sat on a mountain, and I came off the mountain painting like at a whole new level. And
wow.
And my themed year that year was my year of radical self-love. And that was the biggest thing I took away from that shroom experience. I remember when I had the am I interrupting my shroom experience? I'll do it afterwards. So I'll caveat it all afterwards. When the dose hit me, I felt all my, what are they called? Like my snot. What is the word I'm looking for?
Mucus.
My mucus drained. Like every ounce of mucus drained from my head all the way through my nasal cavities, through my jaw. Like I was pushing mucus out of me. Like I was purging it. It was this absolutely weirdest thing. And it went on for an hour that I was just releasing all this stuff. And I would like move my head and I could feel that like there was pieces of me just melting off and it was just coming out. And when it was all done, when that purge was all done, I was like, I was 5 years old. I was, I was as clean as I've ever been. I was as free as I've ever been.
Wow.
And I was in awe of me and the universe and my connection to it. And my arch shaman started playing love songs. And all of a sudden, the love songs weren't about two people. They were about me and myself. Like, the love songs that were being sung was me singing to me. And that was the moment I learned to let it all go and just love the fuck out of myself. Like, and ever since I started doing that, the paintings have come. And it's allowed me to just jump from these spaces. We were talking about me doing multiples, but my multiples are pretty good for being the first time I'm ever doing that thing, right? And it's
absolutely.
And now, like, I was really working on all these, the stuff I was working on was representational, right? And all of a sudden, so I just did another shroom journey pre-COVID. And so I've done once a year. And I came back from South Africa right into quarantine. So I was stuck. You guys went the week before I came home, was when everything shut down here. So I came home March 20th.
Oh, hey.
So I literally came out of, it was a great trip. I touched down in Cape Town. I visited some friends. I went on a 3-day yoga festival. Then I went and did my shroom journey with my shaman. And then I spent 10 days at a tantric retreat. It was and then I come into quarantine. Like, it was like, where is this? Like, what is this world? But talk about coming back into a space that, as chaotic as it was, I was like really in a nice, calm space. And my shroom journey this time was just, I had a love affair with the moon. And prior to going, I had one of the weirdest periods I've ever had in my entire life. And it was right before I left. And it was, you know, I have an IUD. I really don't worry about that anymore. I haven't worried about it for years. And it was like, I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, you have those times as a woman. And
yeah.
I had started back in October the year before paying more attention to the moon cycle. And I did shrooms on a full moon when I was in South Africa. Mm-hmm. After I did my first sweat lodge. So really intense.
But you did like everything possible, imaginable. Like, I feel like just one thing's enough, but you do like everything all in a row. That's why we love you. And
I was like, the night before the full moon, it was actually double full moon in March. It was like, it spanned two nights. So the first night wasn't fully full, but it was the sweat lodge. And the next night I did my shrooms and I sat on the mountain and the moon danced for me, and it was the most five beautiful hours of my life. And it didn't, when it started, look like it was going to do anything. It was like sitting in the clouds, and it was like, and my art shaman was like, oh, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. Like, it doesn't look like we're going to see the moon. Well, that was, I must have said 100 times how in awe I was about my experience that night with the moon. And I sat for 5 hours and I watched it come across the sky, and I felt so connected to the earth, and I felt so like this space of my body and understanding it more. And I really came to the realization, like, I'm at the end of my fertility, and it was, but I'm not, right? Because my fertility now is my art. Like, my fertility now is like a totally different space for me.
It's a rebirth.
Yeah. And I'm definitely perimenopause, but I'm not menopausal yet, but it was interesting. It was like me really like accepting like that cycle that I just am about to let go of.
Absolutely.
And
And it was ceremonial.
I know. And it wasn't purposely ceremonial. It was like, it just, and it's again, it's like, I've opened myself up to these things that, and not only have I opened myself up to them, I'm consciously opening up myself to them. Mm-hmm. So I'm allowing myself the space to let them be something else, to let them be beautiful and big and meaningful. And I'm not negating them. I'm embracing them as this other piece of me. So wait, I'm going to see if I have, I'll show you some of my art.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely.
So.
And we'll post these somewhere. I don't know what, if we're on the podcast, you know, we'll post them so you can see them.
So I'll just give you like quickies here. So my trip, I was like doing a lot of sketching and just playing, more playing, like Sharpie playing. And then I did my shroom journey that night and my art completely changed. Actually, this was the view of the moon that I drew that night.
Like that swirl.
Yeah.
So it nice.
Yes. And that was my art shaman standing. We called this the ship's helm. I'm inside and I was sitting in this like kind of little sacred space. And that's my view out into the mountains.
Wow. Gorgeous.
And then I started like looking at my body, and I've been in pain for the past 10 years. I have a very bad back, which we just figured out in the last 3 years, or I'm sorry, in the last 9 months was my feet. It wasn't my back, but I've been so,
wow.
Yeah. And I have to wear these special things in my shoes now. And it's like, but all my pain is finally going away, but I still have this pain body that needs to be released. And that was one of the things I said I was going to do on this trip. So this is me kind of working through my pain bodies during my journey. Yeah. And, so I went from doing much more representational work, you know, stuff like that, you know, which is kind of boring, to like this and to this.
And so this one, but beautiful.
And
colors are like, so beautiful.
It's gouache, which I'd never worked with before. I've been doing watercolors, and I've been doing, you saw my watercolors from the trip, which I'll give you some on your show. But this is where I've been since COVID and my last shroom trip. And you know, you're like, yeah, let's look for me. But it's like me connecting at a whole other level of my brain that I didn't know was there. And that's what shrooms does. It just kind of opens up spaces of, you know, what's the percentage of our brain we use? I forget what the number is, but
not
it's
a
like,
lot.
Not yeah. a lot. And so, you know, studies have shown that psilocybin opens up other channels. And so you're, you know, this idea of perceived reality or where we are, we learned through quantum physics and all the other amazing science out there that this is only one level of where we are. And our brain can actually comprehend more. And so shrooms have kind of gotten me to see that other space. So last night when I was painting, I felt like part of that, the painting that we looked at the last episode, that was part of it. Like I wasn't on shrooms, but I know how to connect to that piece now of, I like that direction that my brain goes. It's very soothing to me. It's very meditative to me. And it allows me to get into my art in a whole other, space.
Absolutely. Because you know what? I totally see the difference. Is that weird that I say that? Yeah. But I'm like, oh, it's like a different level, you know, like it was very realistic. And then you just like did from your heart or your soul or your mind. And you're like,
it's play. It's like literally play for me. I'm not coming into this with any like agenda. The agenda is not, I want to make this look like John, you know, like that's not my agenda anymore. My agenda is like, what am I feeling? I have a friend who's a DJ and she plays these 2 hour, like meditation, like dance tracks. I'll have to send them to you. They're great to paint to.
Yeah.
But like they truly are a journey. She plays them at Africa Burn and when she DJs there, and they're just like these amazing sound journeys that they bring you through. And so I'm letting the music kind of move me into my art, you know, and just kind of let that embodiment that I feel, put it down on the paper and let it express itself in the color and I love color. So I really love color. And gouache is like, I didn't never use gouache before.
I've never.
Oh my God. This is like an inexpensive kit. And I was looking at like reviews just because I don't want to spend a lot of money first. Mm-hmm. But this is Kimmy, it's called. You can get it on Amazon. And it's like, look at this. Like, this is like my yummy zone. It's like candy. Like, look at that. Is that the best?
Ooh, is it wet?
It's wet. It's high pigment water based. So when you put it down, you can water it all the way down to like a watercolor. But the way you're getting these super intensities is because of the high concentration of pigment that's in the paint. So it's not like long-term paint, but it's good for to start with your practicing. And it's like $20 for like this whole box.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Probably gonna die of cancer. It's probably like lead or something in it. But yeah, but if that's what I die from, that's okay.
Right.
Because I painted all these beautiful paintings. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. I love that. I've yet to try any of that stuff.
No, you should. I think you would enjoy gouache, especially you were using acrylic, right? And you had all that dry time.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, the gouache dries like within 5 minutes. So so you're really, and you can layer it a lot differently than you can acrylics as well. And it's very matte.
Hemi, is that right?
Hemi, H-I-M-I, Hemi.
Hemi.
Hemi. Okay. Actually, if you just type wash sets in the Amazon, it's like the first one that comes up.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for showing us your amazing artwork and your experiences with opening up and shrooms and just connecting. You know, we need to do that. And we need to do that more in our lives because, you know, we have all this stuff that we have to go through, technology and, you know, all this like pressure from the outside and in our environments. And to connect with ourselves is such an important part of our journey, don't you think?
It is. It is our journey. Like that is our journey. Like, and that's what I think, you know, people are always so worried about connecting with other people. And we forget that we're the first person we should be connecting with. We need to know who we are. And wouldn't that suck if you waited to the end of your life to figure that out?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't who wants to sit on their deathbed and say, I wish I, like, I will never say that.
Me either. We're doing it now. Now's the time.
I'm doing it while I have this, like, I'm young. I can still do it. I'm doing. So definitely 100%. Thank you for being so inspiring. Seriously, I'm loving the podcast. And I love how each guest brings something new. And I told you before that what I was loving about it was all the things that you were talking about, the happiness factor, the you know, personal growth, like going inward, like all the coaching, all the pieces that you're telling the story. I've used every single one of them in my life. Like I could talk about each one of those topics in the same way. And I think that's what it's about. It's, and if you look at all of your topics, about being like really holistic about yourself and giving yourself that space. So I hope more women take advantage of that. And may I say, I hope more younger women find your podcast. It's because I think if women, we could let go of these things sooner in life, we would have a much more fulfilling experience. Imagine if where you are now, right, you could be at 30. Like,
we'd have so many more. Yes, we would totally conquer the world. We could do whatever we wanted to. We have the confidence to do it. Wouldn't we have, we should have that confidence at a younger age. It would be awesome. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And I think that that's what's amazing about podcasting and media these days, is that women, now here we are, we're the Gen Xers, we're the ones who own this space, right? Would you say that the women in the generation before us has really taken the realm of media to start talking to women about these things?
No, not in the way
that most of the female podcasters are today.
Right.
So I feel like that the more we talk about this, and hopefully that these women find us, they're going to start listening and saying, we're not preaching to them. We're not telling them what to do. We're just giving our experiences that of transformation and saying, hey, if you let all this shit go now, you actually could have this path much longer in life with your children involved with it, you know, like,
right.
And then what does that do to the next generation of boys and girls? So it's all positives.
Absolutely.
We're world
You're
peace.
You're so inspiring. Bridget, that's you. Thank you so much. And thank you for thinking about doing a third podcast with me. So.
Did we go another 30 minutes? No. Did we?
I'm not going to even tell you. I'll find out.
Thank you, Savona.
You take care. And I'll have all the information for Bridget if you want to follow her on social media and all of her social things and blogs and all that kind of stuff. So thank you again, Bridget. I so appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Savona. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.